This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. While there are surely more investigations and studies to be done, these seem like very bad days for the vaping industry. Hundreds of people have gotten sick. Some have died from lung disease linked to the use of its product as directed. The Trump administration says it's cracking down on flavored e-cigarettes. Marketing to teens is getting a close once over as well, which means with every headline, the pressure grows on Juul, maybe the best known of the big vaping companies. So it's looking for scientists to look into the health effects of its products. Not a whole lot of takers on those offers, and the few who have taken are getting some blowback, as Blake Farmer reports now from WPLN in Nashville.
Scientists around the country have reported being approached formally and informally by Juul Labs. Stan Glantz at the University of California, San Francisco is one of them.
Well, the pitch is, you know, we're a revolutionary new company and we're trying to reduce the harm of smoking and we need researchers. Are you interested in working with us? And we have loads of money.
Glantz, who specializes in tobacco control, says he would never even consider it.
No, I mean, I know the history here. I mean, I've written a book about the history of how the tobacco industry manipulates science.
Juul doesn't sell tobacco, but Altria, the maker of Marlboro, now owns a stake in the company. This summer, Juul did announce its first university research partner. It's giving $7.5 million to fund work at Meharry Medical College, a historically black institution in Nashville. It's the second largest research grant in the school's history. Senior Vice President Patrick Johnson says he sees it as a rare opportunity for African-American scientists to lead cutting-edge discovery on a swift-moving societal phenomenon.
We have always or traditionally been at the back end of those experiments. It is important that we have been called to be at the forefront of this research, not on the back end.
If vaping causes health problems, Johnson says he wants to know sooner rather than later. And if it's safer than cigarettes, he'd want to know that too, since smoking disproportionately kills black people. He says that the school's research will remain absolutely independent, with no input from Juul about what's studied and what gets published. But the school began taking heat from around the country almost immediately.
We knew that it was a leap of faith. We knew that there would be detractors.
Among those who questioned Meharry's decision, the tobacco control leader of Nashville's public health department.
I just want to say that, you know, if you put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig.
Lillian Maddox-Whitehead addressed a town hall meeting held recently on Meharry's campus and organized by black public health activists. To date, vaping has generally been seen as popular among white teens, but in her audits of corner stores, Maddox-Whitehead says she's seen vaping companies pushing their products in black neighborhoods. She fears a repeat of how cigarette companies pushed menthols to African Americans.
I would just encourage people to realize that this is a problem and it will become a problem in our community. It may not be a problem now, but I do see it coming.
Some national public health leaders have called on Meharry to even consider giving the money back. But third-year dental student Corinthia Wilkerson said the science is badly needed.
Why is there so much resistance towards Meharry for wanting to be leaders at the forefront of this research?
Juul turned down Marketplace for an interview, but CEO Kevin Burns did talk to CBS this morning in late August, and he said the company recognizes it has an uphill battle in the scientific community, especially given its links to the tobacco industry.
Our job is to create the right kind of protocols, do the right kind of tests, publish the right kind of research, make sure it's peer-reviewed, deliver it in a transparent fashion, and over time, hopefully build some credibility in terms of that. It's going to take a while, though, to build that credibility.
Without some reliable research, the company may not have a product to sell. Juul is still seeking approval from the Food and Drug Administration and has a deadline of May next year. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.